You are listening to This Is Some Crazy Shit with Sharon Hamner. This podcast is for you if you are tired of living day to day feeling unfulfilled. You are frustrated and you are doing too much with no return. This is for you if you are ready to take charge of your life. If you are ready to let go of managing other people's insecurities and their expectations and live life your way. Here we have dope conversations about saving yourself so we can get off these street corners and stop waiting for Captain Save-A-Ho. You ready? Let's go, because this is some crazy shit. I know that part of your frustration is because you want something that you feel that you can't get right now. You have been tired because your dream, your goal, your visions, they seem what somebody might call ridiculous, that they're just too big. There is something that you are responsible for that's a big deal, and you are out of alignment with it, and that's what's causing you to feel alone, sad, and depressed. And I would like for you to know that your goal is not ridiculous. You just need more focus. One of the things that can help you is by stop talking to the wrong people. I used to come up with all kinds of ideas and all kinds of dreams. And the first person I would go and run and tell them to was my mom. And it took me a little while, but then I started like putting two and two together. Like, I realized every time I would walk away from one of those conversations, it was her like asking me. I felt frustrated because she would always ask me, well, how are you going to do that? And like, how much is it going to cost? And her reaction was not one that I really wanted. Like, I wanted to go to her with an idea and be celebrated for my idea. But instead, I was met with despair and negativity about how it's possible that I may not be able to get that done. And so at that point, when I made the connection, I assigned my mom to be a visitor at my pity parties. I decided that I would no longer share the ideas that I was thinking of. But I would call my mom if I was feeling bad and I wanted somebody to join in on the pity. That's who I called. I called my mom. And I began to just share with her the things that I was doing once I had the ball rolling on them or once the assignment was completed. And I remember my mom being so proud of me when I had my first book signing, and it just happened to be in my hometown. I was going for a visit and my books arrived the day before I was going on home. So I decided, oh, what a better time to have my first book signing in my hometown. So I talked with one of my friends who had a business in the area. We set it up, created flyers, and to hear my mom just be excited when she was telling her friends about what I was doing, that really warmed my heart. So be careful who you're sharing your dreams to. Your goals are not ridiculous at all. The challenges that we have is that we're seeing the big picture of the goal. And one of the things that can help you when it's a formula that I incorporate when I am goal setting is take the bigger picture and break it down into bite-sized pieces and make actionable steps. So if you have a dream of opening a business, then you would write down your goal of, okay, I want to open this shop by whatever date it is that you have. And then go through and write out a list of steps that you need to take to make things happen every day and every week. And when you have daily and weekly goals that you can focus on, it's like taking a bite out of an elephant, one bite at a time. And you will begin to have progress by just taking the one step. And when you start having progress, that boosts your confidence. And it keeps you focused on one thing to do at a time. And that's going to help you to create your goal, to make it. Creating an inner dialogue with yourself is so important, that the conversation with yourself is one that supports you on where you're going. I would challenge you to create some type of mantra that you say to yourself every morning that acknowledge what you're going to do, because you have been gifted the gifts to make this thing happen. Everything is already inside of you. It is our job to focus on what those gifts are and how we're going to bring them to the world. And it's so important for you to feel good about yourself versus having outside people feeling good about you, because your opinion of you is the only opinion that matters. So having this daily mantra is going to help you to stay focused on your goals and your opportunity. And one of the things that I like to do is create magic behind the mantra and the tone so that it really, really gets into your cells and the energy behind it is good. Everything out in this world is a frequency and a vibe, and we have to vibe check ourselves as to what type of energy we're putting out, what type of energy we're listening to. And with a mantra, one of the things that you can do is to set the tone and set the energy by being excited when you're reading it, when you're saying it out loud, clapping your hands while you're repeating it, and dancing to it, making a rhythm. Everything, it seems crazy and it seems silly. Like, you just probably just want to do this in the privacy of your bathroom and don't let nobody know that you're doing these type of things. But it's really, really going to help create and make an impact on what it is that you're creating just by getting on a certain frequency of the things that you desire. So I'm here to tell you, your goals are not ridiculous. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. You just got to stop overthinking and take bite-sized steps and bite-sized pieces every single day. Make step-by-step to making your dream and your goals a reality. Hey sis, you have been listening to This Is Some Crazy Shit. I am Sharon Hamner. Make sure you like and subscribe to hear more dope conversations on this podcast. You can check me out on my website at www.sharonhamner.com or on all of my social media platforms. I look forward to seeing you in these social media streets.